Divine Office Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Eagerly we await the fulfillment of our hope, the glorious coming of our Savior.
Eagerly we await the fulfillment of our hope, the glorious coming of our Savior.
In God alone is my soul at rest. My help comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress. I stand firm. How long will you all attack one man to break him down, as though he were a tottering wall or a tumbling fence? Their plan is only to destroy. They take pleasure in lies. With their mouth they utter blessing, but in their heart they curse. In God alone be at rest, my soul, for my hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress. I stand firm. In God is my safety and glory, the rock of my strength. Take refuge in God, all you people. Trust Him at all times. Pour out your hearts before Him, for God is our refuge. Common folk are only a breath, great men, an illusion. Placed in the scales, They rise. They weigh less than a breath. Do not put your trust in oppression, nor vain hopes on plunder. Do not set your heart on riches, even when they increase. For God has said only one thing, only two do I know, that to God alone belongs power, and to you, Lord, love, and that you repay each man according to his deeds. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, you reward each one according to his works. Hear us as we pour out our hearts to you, seeking your grace and secure protection. We look to you for a stable hope in a constantly changing world.
Eagerly we await the fulfillment of our hope, the glorious coming of our Savior.
May God turn his radiant face toward us and fill us with his blessings.
May God turn his radiant face toward us and fill us with his blessings.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
May God turn his radiant face toward us and fill us with his blessings.
Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself.
Let
us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light.
He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son.
Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible.
All were created through him. All were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being.
It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything.
It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him, to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. We know that God makes all things work together for the good of those who have been called according to his decree. Those whom he foreknew, he predestined to share the image of his Son, that the Son might be the firstborn of many brothers. Those he predestined, he likewise called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he in turn glorified. Just is the Lord. In justice he delights.
Just is the Lord. In justice he delights.
He looks with favor on the upright man.
In justice he delights.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Just is the Lord. In justice he delights.
God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, for I bear the marks of Jesus on my body.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, for I bear the marks of Jesus on my body.
Let us pray to the Father, the source of all holiness, and ask him to lead us to holiness of life through the example and intercession of his saints.
May we be holy as you are holy.
Holy Father, you want us to be called your sons and truly to be such.
Grant that your holy church may proclaim you throughout the world.
May we be holy as you are holy.
Holy Father, you want us to walk worthily and please you in all we do.
Let us abound in doing good works.
May we be holy as you are holy.
Holy Father, you have reconciled us to yourself through Christ.
Preserve us in your name, so that all may be one.
May we be holy as you are holy.
Holy Father, you have called us to a heavenly banquet.
Through the bread that came down from heaven, make us worthy to grow in perfect love.
May we be holy as you are holy.
Holy Father, forgive the offenses of every sinner.
Let the dead perceive the light of your countenance.
May we be holy as you are holy.
Let us conclude our prayers with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, by whose gift Saint Francis was conformed to Christ in poverty and humility, grant that, by walking in Francis's footsteps, we may follow your Son, and through joyful charity come to be united with you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.